McLaren then scored 2 points from Middleton, but in the next few minutes, Rodney and O'Connor each shot a basket, and Stearns followed with a goal from Fowle. Slowly fighting every point, Georgeberg continued to gain. Rodney seemed to be everywhere on the court, blocking, passing, shooting, urging his team to greater efforts. And they responded as boys always respond to a leader who knows how to set an example by his deeds. With 3 minutes left to play, the score was 33-31 in favor of Middleton, and the excitement of the crowd was at a fever pitch. That was what a championship game should be. With 2 minutes to play, a foul was called on Middleton. Stearns had missed his last try for a point from Fowle, and now he looked doubtfully at his leader. "Go ahead," said Rodney. "Take your time. You'll make it." Stearns set his lips and with his eye carefully measured the distance. The ball rose, struck the backstop, and swished downward through the basket. 33-32. The joy of victory. 1 minute to play, came a voice from the sideline. Rodney felt something almost like a panic. In 1 minute, the game would be over. In 1 minute, unless Georgeberg scored, the championship would be lost. Knowing that the time was passing swiftly, he gave O'Connor's signal and called upon Stearns to put all his strength into the jump. In spite of Rodney's plea, Baker knocked the ball from Stearns' hand, but Bill Zimmerman, coming in before his forward, secured it and passed it to Brown, the only free man. Brown dribbled the ball a few yards and then advanced it to O'Connor. Baker closed in upon the right forward, but O'Connor twisted free and passed to Stearns. "Paul! Paul!"